This is the Trevor J. Brown Show on the Inherent Dream Podcast Network. We are joined tonight by author Amy Kearns, Fox Point Publishing author. You can find more about Amy on foxpointpublishing.com/author-Amy-Kearns, and that's K-E-R-N-S. Amy, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. So your first book, Harlow Learns He's Loved, came out 1 year ago. What was Yeah, it's crazy. Like, how was the process like for you becoming a published author? Was it sort of intimidating to get started with everything?
It was. And you know what's funny? As I reflect on that question, there's sort of two processes, right? It's the writing process and then the publishing process, both of which were new to me. So definitely a learning experience, but an exciting one at that. I mean, writing the book was fantastic, and I feel like I learned a lot. And, you know, I worked with Fox Point to publish it, and they're fantastic. So the whole experience was really great. And in hindsight, I'm like, oh, that's exactly how it works. But, you know, at the time, it's also new, but it was an exciting process.
Yeah, we encourage people here with just trying to chase your dreams and do what you want. And you don't necessarily need other people's permission anymore in the day and age. Like, yeah, I mean, if you want to go through a publisher, like, they can say yes or no. But I encourage people, like, hey, you want to write a book? Write a book. You want to make a record? Make a record. You want to make a film? Make a film. But to get started with that, it takes so much confidence. So anybody that sort of hops into that, it is a scary thing to kind of hop into, because there's a lot of unknowns.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And so I had written my manuscript, and my mom is actually a children's librarian. And I had her read it, and I said, tell me the truth. Does this have merit? Not just because you love me, but do you really think it's a good story? And she loved it. And I feel like that was really the extra boost I needed to be like, I'm going to see this through. I'm going to publish this. I want to physically hold this story in my hand. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, here we are.
So was that easy to go to your mom with that? Because, like, here's the thing. I love my mom. I have a great relationship with my mom. But I do a lot of things where, you know, moms are always going to, like, love you and support you. And is it tough to kind of break through and be like, Mom, I want, like, real honest feedback. Like, don't sugarcoat it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, be real here. Like, give me constructive feedback. If you don't like something, tell me.
Yeah.
And she was like, I will. She was like, I genuinely will. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she read it and she was tearing up, because the story's about my family. Mm-hmm. And so it really was based on the real life interaction of bringing home my newborn baby son to my dog, who's really like the OG of the family and my first fur baby. And it wasn't that he was jealous, but he was so confused. Like, what is this baby doing here? And you know, why? I want my affection back. I want mommy's and daddy's kisses. Why, you know, why is it going to the baby? And very true to the story, very true to my book. And I have a big German Shepherd too. He's a German Shepherd mix. And he's like 100-pound, sweet, cuddly fur baby. And he tried to climb in my son's bassinet. And, you know, obviously my son wasn't in there, but tried to climb in and was, you know, when we were doting over the baby, he was coming over and wanting to be pet, wanting to be kissed. And so the events in the book are very true to what happened in real life. So
how important is family to you? I mean, were you had a tight knit family growing up?
I did. I had a small family, which I think even reinforces just how strong, you know, of a family person I am. And that's why I love this book. It really speaks to the love that there is in a blended family, right? Whether it's a pet, whether it's another sibling, whether it's an adopted sibling, the love is always there, and untraditional blended families still have a lot of love in them, and it's okay. And parents love their kids no matter who they are. So I really love that that really came out in this book. That was really the moral.
You have a second book coming out. We'll talk about that in a second, but between writing that first book and then getting into the second book, I assume the process was easier. And if so, how?
It was. The process was easier, I think, because I was familiar with how it worked. So that felt like it was a little more known versus the unknown. But also the story came to me. I probably wrote it in 2 days.
Wow.
And so it's called Mismatched Socks. And very fittingly, it is because my life is literally surrounded by mismatched socks at all times. I don't even remember the last time I have two boys now. They went to school with matching socks. It's been weeks. So it's just the reality of you know, having little ones. So every parent, I'm sure, can relate. But that was really the precipitous of writing the story about this green sock, this red sock, this loose sock, this tight sock. It's, you know, it's an explosion of socks is my life. So.
So what's sort of the moral of the story, Mismatched Socks?
The moral is, as long as you have two socks on your feet and your feet are warm, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if they're mismatched. As long as they're warm, you're good to go.
I think that's a great lesson for not only children, but maybe some adults should read that too.
Yeah, that's true. Right? It's not all about perfection. It's okay to have mismatched things as long as you feel like you're doing what you need to.
Back to Harlow and Finn for a second. Will we see more adventures for Harlow and Finn in the future?
Yeah, so I am studiously writing Harlow number 2. But yeah, I mean, the reality is I have another son now, so that just amplifies the adventures. So yes, more to come in the Harlow the Hedgehog series. So I will keep everyone on the edge of their seats. But yes, there are more antics and adventure to come.
And before I let you go, this part won me over big time on your bio on the Fox Point site. It says you love to cook. So I must ask, what is your signature dish if you have one?
Yeah, that's such a good question. So I do love to cook, and I have to say, I'm definitely more about taste than I am presentation. I'll just throw that out there. So my dish recently, is I made chicken pot pie.
Okay.
Which is really good for the winter months. But essentially, I take rotisserie chicken and sort of shred it up, add some vegetables to it, cream of chicken soup, put it in a, you know, a pie crust, put some egg wash on the top, and it's sort of like a DIY, but a really easy, great, heartwarming meal to have on cold winter days. So that's really my go-to recently.
Well, and with it being, we're here in Minnesota. I know you're in New Jersey, but here in Minnesota, cold winter days, that's like 8 months out of the year for us. So
we could eat
that all the time. So again, the book that is out now, it's called Harlow Learns He's Loved. That is out now, and then Mismatched Socks coming out in March. Amy, thank you so much for your time, and we wish you the best continued success with the books.
Thank you so much.
Author Amy Kearns here tonight on the Trevor J. Brown Show. You can find out more about Amy on the Fox Point Publishing website. That's foxpointpublishing.com/author-Amy-Kearns, and that is K-E-R-N-S.